Welcome to the show that teaches you the things your parents and teachers are too afraid to. The Helios Blog. Today, Kevin Samuels gives this British girl a lesson in assortative mating. This should be interesting.
The reason she's alone is because she's difficult.
Women are not accepting the bare minimum.
Women fuck men they respect.
All the women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man, like, y'all impress me.
Women just gaslight each other and say what they want to hear.
Hello.
Good morning. It's like 3, nearly 4 a.m. in London. Thank you so much for allowing me on your show.
Yup, fake niceness to start. Good. Disarm him first.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I am well. How old are you?
I'm 29. I've just turned 29 in October.
All right. And what do you got? What are we talking about?
So your show is about...
The guys that I want don't want me.
This is a high-valued man's world.
This is a high-value man's world. Is this a high-value man's world? Yep. The ultimate question. What do you think? Is it a high-value man's world? Is it not? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm quite new to your content, but I believe so. And I'm actually seeking a high-valued man at the moment, being 29.
Yeah, I've had my fun and now I'm ready to settle down.
I haven't got children either. I did travel the world for
You can't make this shit up, guys.
4.5 years, so I kind of was so focused on work as a...
Sorry, let me translate. I traveled around the world banging random guys. Now I've had my fun and I'm ready to settle down. Kevin, can you please help me?
A stewardess. I didn't make...
As a stewardess. Okay.
Use that age period to really date and meet anyone. Okay. So now I'm taking it seriously.
You're seeking a high value man?
Yeah.
I'm seeking a man that makes more than $500,000, like a guy that owns an airline. Now that I've slept around and my encounter's 50 plus and I'm, you know, almost at the end of my fertile years. Very smart, very strategic.
A high valued man, yeah.
Why? Why do you want...
Kevin, can you please help me trick a high value man into choosing me instead of literally any other girl because that would be a better choice?
I want a high value man.
Because they're worth so much more physically, mentally, financially.
Okay. Girl, you're like a 5. Sorry, it's over.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. Do you want kids?
Yeah, I do.
How many kids would you like to have?
2, to begin with.
To begin with? Yeah.
Kiddo, you're 29 years old. 2 max.
All right. Do you want to have to work to pay significant bills after you're married and pregnant with your first child?
No.
No, I imagine myself taking care of the home and being that support for my husband.
So did you go? Yeah. You said you went to college?
Yes, I did.
I'm a PhD.
But I dropped out. Yeah.
Do you have a bachelor's?
No, I have a diploma, which is like equivalent to the first year in college. And I have a certificate in education, which is like equivalent to like part university, like the first year. But
great. So let me translate for you. You went to university. You saw that studying wasn't for you. You were attractive. Some guy gave you an offer you couldn't refuse. You became a stewardess, traveled around the world banging random guys, enjoying your youth and beauty and fertility, wasting it on random one-night stands and hookups. And then, 29, when your biological clock is singing, please have children. Now, time is running out. Now you want a rich guy to save you. Understood.
Okay.
No, nothing standard. No.
So how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Dress size?
100.
Okay, maybe not.
I said dress size?
I'm a UK...
45.
10 or 12. I don't know what that is in US.
Mm, Okay. How much did you weigh the last time you weighed yourself?
I'm 147 pounds.
Stop the cop.
All right. Here's the tricky one. On a scale from 1 to 10, where would you rank just your face, fresh face out of the shower, no makeup, no hair extensions, no anything, and you cannot use 7?
5.
Good. Good rating.
So, and you're 29?
Yeah.
So, this becomes a math equation at this point. A high value man, what percentage of men make 6 figures or more over there?
I don't know, actually. I haven't checked that.
Well,
you're an idiot.
What do you think?
He can literally Google it.
Maybe like 10% of the population here in London.
Less.
10%. 10%. Okay, so the top 10% of men.
Well,
okay, so if you want a man in the top 10% of earners,
what do you have to offer that your competition doesn't? That's the key question here.
That means he's an above average man, right?
Far above.
So if you say that you're a 5, that's right about average, right? Okay, and if you're 147 pounds, UK 10 or whatever, I mean, in the ballpark of average.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How does that equate to high value man?
Indeed. What have you done to deserve the attention of a high value man? What have you done? The response is always, I'm a PhD. Nothing.
Can my femininity energy over, like, give me...
You don't have that. Sorry.
I mean, advantage, because I'm quite calm. A lot of people say that.
Yeah.
And I'm a listener. And I do believe in God.
Okay, but do you think that there are women who are 8s, 9s, and 10s who are have the same thing as well?
Of course.
Yeah, possibly. I'm sure they do.
Possibly.
And they're really stunning, beautiful, and got great figures.
All right, really so, okay, if you say top 10% of men, so if I threw you in a room with the top 10% of men, and I put 10 men in the room, and I put 100 women, and I put 100 women in the room. It's roughly the same odds. Only one man per woman. What's going to be the differentiation between the women?
Yeah. What makes him look at you and go, I want her? Look at her expression when he's saying this. Indeed.
Ooh.
I don't know. I never thought of it that way.
Ratio-wise?
Yeah, because you're limiting your selection of men to the top 10% of men. And at almost 30 years old, some of the things that many women would say that they have done in that time frame to separate themselves from the pack would be academic and career, but you haven't done that.
But that's not even
a
thing.
Well, I travel the world.
It's not even a thing that men find attractive. Even traveling the world, like, that's not a thing that men find attractive. Even like, women don't find that attractive in men unless it leads to money, right? Unless they travel because of money.
For 4.5 years. So that's a huge accomplishment.
For who?
In terms of my...
For you?
Yeah, me doing that. A lot of people haven't done that.
Okay. That's true. How did you travel the world, by the way?
I worked at Emirates Airline from 2015 to 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was based in Dubai.
Okay, so plenty of...
Yeah, so they only offer that to pretty girls, so she must have been pretty before.
Plenty of higher-earning men probably flew on those flights.
Not a single one picked her.
I didn't make any effort whatsoever.
Did they make any passes?
Yeah, some did.
Some.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you've been around men who are, see what I'm saying is, it's very common for women to want men for their resources. But if you have to make yourself a man in the top 10% of men, wouldn't you think you would want to get the best you could get for your value?
Indeed.
Yes. So what would that be in terms of me and my specification?
By your own ratings, you rank yourself as around about an average looking woman, average weight.
Without makeup.
It's okay. Indeed. Okay, but you don't go from makeup doesn't give you 4 points.
No.
Okay.
So if this were 80 years ago, women in your position, were they trying to get in the top 10% of men?
Indeed not.
No.
See?
Why? Do you not think they wanted more money and to live better?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
So why do you think women didn't try back then?
Ain't no prince selecting you. So what did you do from the age of 14 to prepare yourself to be the wife of a man starting at 20 years old, of a man of high value, right? How did you train your body? How did you train your mind? How did you train your homemaking skills, your personality, your femininity? How did you train those things? You didn't do anything. You just expect a Prince Charming to swoop in like a fairy tale. Well, Prince Charming swoops in for the princess, not for you. What?
Hello and welcome to the Waking Up to Grace podcast, where we celebrate and explore the finished work of our Lord, Jesus Christ. The Waking Up to Grace podcast can be found on every major platform. And now, here's Lenny.
Because they just accepted who they were and attracted that instead.
What?
I guess.
What? What crap is that?
That's one answer. But these men are limited. Once they're gone, they're gone. If you can't get one, then what?
Then I accept what other men are available or single.
Good,
you could say,
yes.
And want the same things as me.
Smart.
Do you want to be? Would you be that man?
That man who's high valued, accepting someone like
no,
me.
No. Would you want to be the man who's not a high value man, who's just a regular average man that you have to except now because you can't get a high value man?
You better believe she's not settling for less.
Would you want a woman coming to you that way?
I wouldn't mind, as long as they're not like talking about it, as long as they're coming with fresh energy.
But as long as they're not talking about it, would you want to be somebody's second choice?
You see?
No, I wouldn't want that. No.
Why not? Why not?
Because it doesn't make you feel worthy.
Valued.
Oh, okay.
Indeed.
Okay. Now we're getting there. See, back in the day, women who were average were happy to get men who were average and went off and built a life because everybody, it's called assortative mating. But today, women who are average want luxury lifestyles.
Indeed. That's not
going
to happen.
They can't afford themselves. So the only way to get that is to get it through a man's money. But don't you think if you had to go out and make that money, you would want the best you could get?
Yeah, definitely. I've earned it. So.
Well... So, in other words, this is a hard question. They've earned it. Well, is an average woman a worthy reward for a high value man?
Oh, can you repeat that? Sorry.
Is an average
woman... These girls, what they do is they hear the question, but they need a bit more time to think because they got to guard their reputations, right? They got to guard what you think of them. They got to try to, you know, lawyer up their answer. So they ask you to repeat the question.
Woman, a worthy reward. Average woman, worthy reward. Average woman, worthy prize for a high-value man to earn.
No.
No.
You see.
Unless all
at least she's
other
honest.
Women are, like, gone, then we'll be like...
I'm just trying to get you ladies to understand that you don't want to be somebody's second choice. So these average men that you just overlook every day because they're not... They can't afford
good
to give you a lifestyle
you, yeah.
that you can't afford. You didn't put yourself in a position to afford. You don't have the skills to afford. And if you decide to finally give up looking for Mr. High Value, whether you talk about it or not, men don't want to be the second choice. Let me let you ladies know why men know this is the case. Because you don't get to be a woman over 30 years old and not having been approached by suitable men.
Indeed.
Most men know that you've been approached by suitable men since you were a teen.
Yep.
You've just passed them up waiting
yep.
for a better deal. So now when women become over 30, they start to settle. And men are like, back then you didn't want me. Now you're out of options. You all owe me.
Yeah, it's... I don't want to be your second choice. If you're not an F yes for me, I'm not interested. That's the principle.
That's how men are looking at it.
Like yeah, I'm just
I'm just saying, why not live an average, normal life where you have to work
mm-hmm.
while you're married and you have to put your kids in daycare and you have to save and live at your budget and do that for 30 years, then retire modestly and live a modest life.
Yeah, no, I can happily do that.
No, you can't. That's why you're having this conversation. That's why your reaction to this is so anemic. Because you don't want this. You wanted fried ice. You can't have fried ice. Sorry.
Easily. I could easily do that.
No, you couldn't.
I kind of see that.
Liar.
In my sister's relationship. She's married. And her husband earns well. And they have 3 children. And they're so happy.
But.
Earns well.
What you came in saying.
No. Because I was asking if I have the potential to meet
Liar.
A high-value man. Right. Based on. Like me.
Okay.
I
get
you've
it.
Made it.
But my thing is, there are magnitudes more average men and above average men. And at 29, time is running out.
Yeah. Big time.
And if you're not, I mean, and the reality is, you know the kind of men who actively approach you for serious relationship. And if they're not top 10% men, they're not going to start becoming top 10% men just because you're
right,
older.
Right, just because you want it.
That's for all women. Ladies, listen and listen well. You know the kind and caliber of men that approach you for serious relationship. If they didn't approach you at 25 or 23, they're not going to approach you at 30, 35 or 40. Not going to happen.
Mm. Yep, it's true.
What product gains value with age and use?
None. There is no such product.
None that I can think of.
There you go. So when was your last relationship?
In 2018.
How long did that last?
5 days.
It lasted about 8 months.
5 days.
It was long distance, though. They were based in Boston.
Liar.
Okay, when was your last relationship to where you guys are geographically in the same area?
I was 14.
Oh, a long time ago. Probably over 6 years ago.
How long did that last?
Yeah.
12 days.
That lasted 1 year.
Liar.
So you don't have a relationship. Okay. So I don't count long distance relationships for most folks. Would you say you do relationships well?
No.
I haven't in the past, to be honest.
What have you done? What have you done to fix it?
Nothing.
So I did some therapy.
Okay.
And I did that. CBT to be specific.
Yeah, that definitely worked, considering your reaction.
Yeah. For 3 months, and that really helped in my social awareness.
Yeah, for 3 days.
How I manage situations socially.
Cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah, that's the one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did that.
Where do you get out and put yourself in?
By the way, her demeanor screams depression to me. You guys tell me in the comments if you think I'm right.
Position to meet men.
Cluster B personality disorder.
So at the moment, just to let you know, I'm a part-time beauty therapist. I know you've spoken about them before on your channel, but I only do that part-time, so I don't do it full-time.
Where do you put yourself out to meet men?
Where do I put myself out?
The club.
At the moment, I'm on Hinge. That's a dating app. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, but you know that's an add-on. So what I'm not hearing is a vibrant social life. I'm not hearing that you really put yourself out there.
Yeah, well, I went to an exhibition, so I do go to like networking events. I did a business show.
Oh my god!
Girl's
boring as dried paint.
Ain't enough. Whatever it is, ain't enough. You ladies are going. Let me say this so all women can understand. Easy dating is
watching paint dry is easier than watching than listening to this conversation. Disaster. Personality of a wet towel
is over.
Yeah.
You ladies are going to have to leave your house, leave your comfort zone, go out in a dress, heels, looking nice, smelling good, and get out in a position and actually start flirting with men.
I've heard that before. Okay. Yeah.
No, you haven't.
I'm just saying, and you have to do this consistently, not once, not every month or so, because right now the clock is ticking. You don't have time. So whatever, and I'm saying this to you and through you. I hear so many women who seem like they would be nice women, possibly in relationships. But you guys want to skip all the way to relationship, and you got to get from the initial meeting somebody to small talk, to date, to decide whether or not you even want to date seriously, to decide whether or not you want to be in a relationship. There's a shit ton of stuff that has to happen.
Indeed.
And women is like, I just want to skip to the end because I don't want to do the work, because I don't want to get my feelings hurt. I don't care. You got to get out there. This is why women have to become assertive and aggressive and competitive when it comes to getting a mate.
To attaining relationships, right.
It's blood sport out there.
Yep. It's true.
And if you don't,
you lose. Yeah, buy a dog and die alone.
Can
literally.
I ask you a quick question, actually?
Come on, I gotta hurry. I gotta get to the next person. Go ahead.
Okay, then just quick one. Say if I've met someone and they're like a really hard worker, and they've got a really busy schedule, and we can see each other, but it's not frequently, it's not every day.
Hypothetically,
we do more
of
messaging
course.
Than meeting
What's
in
the
person.
Question?
This girl's already got a mind set on a guy that has like 50 options that he's sleeping with all concurrently. Idiot.
As a woman, is it okay for me to like always be available in that circumstance? Like, or does it come across?
Man, I'm telling you, you ladies have been given a lot of bad information. You better make yourself available. You better become a pick me.
Okay.
That's right. Because a lot of women say, no, you got to play games. If you're playing games, somebody's a winner and somebody's a loser. And when you don't
you're
know anybody,
loser.
Especially when you're getting to know them, you don't have enough investments in it. Things don't have any kind of context. And this is the sad part. I see a lot of women blowing relationships at the beginning because they don't want to seem overly this or overly that. And the man's supposed to do it. The man's supposed to. Look, you hear when we talk about secure the bag, you better secure a man.
Yes, that's right.
You know how to go up the job if you want it. You know how to get around the world if you want to. They use that same kind of get up and go to be found by a man.
Yep.
Because men today are listening, are waiting for, approaching a woman today. I was telling somebody this a week or so ago. You ladies want to wait for men to make the first move and all this other kind of stuff. The world in 2021 requires female consent. It requires female input. And it's not something that men want. And men are not moving based upon a lot of women's 1920s mindset of the way shit is.
Yeah, yeah. Because of the way that the world works today, girls have to be a little bit more strategic in how they go after getting men. Or else, it's buy a dog and die alone.
But it's 2021. You guys need to catch up with the way you and your foremothers and your four big mamas, whatever, made the world, and then act accordingly. If you were, you'd be in the gym 5 days a week. You'd be eating a plant-based diet. You'd be drinking a lot of water. You would be, like you said, getting the therapy that you need. You get an image makeover. You'd get out there and have an active social life. You'd be getting to, look, you have to get out there, especially at 29. Yeah. You can't move like you did at 21. You got to act like there's something on the line, because in a few short years,
you got nothing.
It's over.
Yeah.
The wall is undefeated. It's real.
True words. Actually, we ended at a really good spot. We're going to end the video there. Hit the like, hit the sub, hit all for notifications. Drop me a donation like Hunter M, Adrian, Tom, and Bobby Dylan, Renaissance Press, Brian, Andrew, and Alan. Shout outs to you. Most recent purchaser of Strategist Guide to Seduction. Thank you. Buy my books at bit.ly/HeliosBooks. Want to see my videos like 3-4 days in advance, like in batches, rather than one day at a time? Well, I do offer that on my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/theheliosblog. Also, if you would like some help, I do offer coaching services. Just message me at my email. That's theheliosblog@gmail.com. I'll slot you right in. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Especially if you listen to the end, I really do appreciate it. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.